at ABBS.
KC8VSU.
W-A-G-D.
Rick, I think that was you keying up, but you dropped out there.
KE8LAX, listening. NAWRO. What's up? Well, not much, Mr. Wally. I'm on the Kinect systems. How is this one sounding? I normally don't use this for analog. Light on the audio compared to what usually sounds. Usually it sounds a little clearer, but this mic is just a deal, so that could be part of the problem too.
All right, how about now? Is this better?
Yeah, that helps some.
All right, switched over to the Yaesu standard base, I guess, for now.
Yeah, just a little bit. Not enough, you know, playing about, but you could tell the difference. So, very good. What are you up on this breezy day? It is definitely chilly out there, and it is definitely breezy.
Well, I think I'm going to have to do one more go-around at the leaves with the mulching tractor, but... Gotta wait for them to come down. There's just one tree left in the neighbors that it just doesn't come down for another week totally. So that'll be it. But then I gotta do the switch around with the snowblower and probably drain the gas out of the generator. I don't want to let that sit in the generator over a winter. So stuff like that.
Yeah, well, it's more important that you get the going up. It's more important you get the carburetor empty in the gas tank. You got to leave the fuel in there and just put a little bit of stable on top that basically puts a light coat of oil on it. But the carburetor is more important to get that completely dried out because that's where all the gumming up is. You see everybody out there trying to start their generators and power outages, and they're pulling their brains out because the jets got gummed up.
Yeah, I learned that lesson a while back with the snow blowers. When you decommission them for the season at the other end of the season, I actually run them, prop them up at an angle and run them dry after putting stable in them, so the stable's running through it, but then the carburetor gets completely, totally empty. And ever since then, I haven't had a problem. But yeah, if you leave that gas just sitting in the carb like that, it just gums everything up. And we really don't use the snow blowers anywhere near as much as you use a lawnmower during the summertime, so it's just not used that much.
I'll tell you another trick that's worth its weight in gold is the rec fuel, especially in the snow blower. A lot of our fuels nowadays have got ethanol in it, and a lot of ethanol that attracts water. So spend the extra $1.50 a gallon, especially for as much as you use it, and just buy rec gas. And that stuff's worth it, especially for anything that's in a water environment or snow environment. Old school gasoline without the ethanol in it, good to go.
Yeah, I think I was hearing Tom talk about that on QSO a while back, or not that long ago. I might have to give that a try. It depends on, I'm wondering what our season's going to be. I guess we never know until it happens, but yeah, that first snow totally caught me off guard, like everybody, right? I didn't have anything switched over, so that'll be today. I already got the AC shut down and something put on top of that. I got the breakers pulled and twisted so that it can't go on accidentally. I don't know how that would happen, but just all the normal winterizing stuff. Getting that done today. Should finish it up. Got the hose put away and hose pip insulated with a little cover on it, stuff like that.
Yeah, just find yourself a place that sells free gasoline and get whatever you usually use, 2 gallons, 5 gallons, whatever. And if you don't use it, you can go ahead and just dump it in your lawnmower. Your lawnmower will be happy that you did it, and that'll make it a lot nicer than the other, it'll work out well. So, I know what else I was going to say. Yeah, that first snow, yeah, I used my leaf blower. The first couple snows, before the stuff gets real heavy, a leaf blower does a nice job. I mean, it cleans it off really, really quick and everything else like that. I get a still, not a backpack one, just a regular still, a couple $100 one. And it does a pretty good job. You just got to pay attention which way the wind is blowing when you use it, or you get it peaceful.
Yeah, for those light snows, that is a good idea, because here in town where I'm at, you do have the public sidewalk out front, and yes, we're supposed to clean that off as part of the ordinances, and I've always done it for 38 years, 39 years now. But we also have mail at the front door in the porch, so the approach sidewalk coming right up to my front porch, I feel like I really need to get that clean. I don't want any of the mail carriers to slip and fall around that, so I do that at minimal, and then I try to get the driveway because I don't want to go back and forth on it before you're doing it. You're turning it into ice after a period of time.
Yeah, I agree with all that. So, very good. All right, all was good. So, we're got all sorts of little tasks we're going to try to do today. I was going to continue. I used the lawnmower to suck up the leaves, and I got, maybe half of it done the other day, and we had to go. And I was hoping to get the other half done today, but I still might have enough ambition to do that. I haven't thrown in the towel yet, but maybe I'll throw in enough of clothes and some, what they call those red wing type boots, and go out there and finish it. And at least it always makes it easier in the spring if you get rid of the stuff now. WAVD, just in case.
Yeah, I learned that lesson the hard way quite a few years ago, raking up piles of leaves, thinking I'm going to get to them and pick them up, but doing it too late in the season and the snow flies, and then you don't do it until the spring. The grass is all dead below those piles by then. So, all right, sounds good, Willie. Let you go. Have a good Okay. N-A-W-R-O. After you, sir.
Last comment. What a football game. I wish I threw in the towel at the start of the fourth. I thought it was over. And then I guess I missed it. All the excitement. What a game. So I'm glad Michigan had to work to win a game. That makes me happy. And, you know, ultimately, of course, everybody's glad Michigan won. But it's, you know, it's nice to see that, you know, at least they had their hands full. And a lot of people enjoyed it. Even people that weren't football fans enjoyed it. So take care, sir. Have a good day. That'll be it today.
Yeah, I forgot to comment on that. I wanted to mention, I'm glad they won, but they played terrible. So, but end of the game, they got that kick. It was amazing. But all right, sounds good, Willie. We'll talk later. N-A-W-R-O, clear.
KFABOT for radio check.
KFABOT, this is KFADPZ. I read you 5x9 off the Mount Clemens repeater.
Great copy and great to hear. Just finishing up a install on a mobile for my Golf Foxtrot. And wanted to make sure I had it wired up right. I appreciate it. This is KF8BOT.
Copy that anytime. You're welcome. Glad to hear it's working and sounding good. Everybody should be happy with it when you're done.
Oh, they better be. You have a great afternoon. KF8BOT. I'll be 73.
All right, copy that, and good afternoon to you, too. KF8DPZ, clear.
W8FU, Kate Beer.
Gainesville, connection failed. Gainesville, connection failed. Gainesville, connection failed.
UHF hub connected to Gainesville.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet.
Net control, this is November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, NAWRO, Tim, Tango India Mike, Macomb County.
November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, Tim, Roger, number 5. Thanks for checking in.
On
Friday morning with a local vendor and talked about the local outdoor warning sirens for the what we're doing for emergency management locally. So that was pretty fun. I got that lasted for about 15 or 20 minutes. So it'll be it was recorded and it'll send it out at a later date. So anyways, that's all I got here. We'll go ahead and start here at the top of the list, and then I'll do another call here in a few. So November 8th, Oscar Bravo Uniform, you're up for comment.
No real input here. Hopefully everybody's having a wonderful day. I told Jeff he needed to get in here earlier. It took me 4 minutes before the net's supposed to start. Having me go restart computers doesn't really work for me, but hopefully he'll take it to heart. Nothing new here. Just all right along. Thanks for being that control. Like I told Jeff, I always tune in an hour before and monitor the frequencies before the net even happens. So I know who's above and who's below and whatever. I'll be monitoring.
NAOBU. NAOBU, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And thanks for getting things linked up, too. So, going pretty good, and I'm glad you're doing well. This is KD8RHB. Next on the list is Kilo 8 Juliet Bravo Delta.
KD8RHB and the Michigan ARPSC Net. This is KJDB, CRO for Washtenaw County. The thing that happened here was on Saturday we had our district-wide, D2-wide, ECAEC meeting where the ECs, the deputy EC, and the DEC 2 got together and discussed what was going on and upcoming things. It was a very interesting meeting. I'd like to thank Jay Fertle and Macomb County for hosting it at their EOC. It's a nice brand new building, very, very, very nicely equipped. Somewhat jealous. It's actually a very nice venue. We discussed an awful lot of things that we're doing. Big thing was capabilities that we would like to work on, discussed various things around the SEC. We would like to approve and some other issues along those lines, some housekeeping goodies and other stuff like that. It was a very, very good meeting. Enjoyed it. And it's always good to get together and meet the rest of the troops and see what's happening and exchange ideas. That's basically what even remotely interesting news is from Washtenaw County and District 2. Like I said, it was a good meeting. We're getting some stuff done. Slow but steady progress is hopefully what we're doing. Anyway, thanks for picking up the net, Brett. I certainly appreciate that. I thought about it, but I'm working my smoker today doing some stuff, and I really can't predict when things are going to be ready. It's all temperature dependent, so I kind of sort of backed off a bit there. But once again, thanks for picking it up. Appreciate that. Also, thanks to Central Michigan Emergency Network for setting up the frequencies and the VHF UHF links. So, with that, back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo, Delta.
All right, very good, Jim. Thank you for your comments. And, yeah, those area-wide meetings or district-wide meetings, those are good. Try to have one. Try to have one every month. It's good to get everybody together and kind of see what's going on around the district. So it's always good to do those. Yeah, thank you for checking in, and good luck with your smoker. So, all right, next on the list, then I'll do a standby, is Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. Charlie, you're up.
Thank you, Brett. This is WD-8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. Once again, Charlie in Kalamazoo County in the little town of Vicksburg. I tuned off frequency because somebody was kind of jamming the net up about 1.75 kilohertz for a sweepstakes CQ, but it looks like that person moved on, so the frequency is a lot more clear now. Nice to hear a couple more county ARES members checking in on this net. And I'll let Gary talk about the past week's Kalamazoo County Racies meeting that we had at the EOC. And speaking of Gary, I saw him again yesterday as I attended the Fort Wayne Ham Fest. It was a little better set up than I remember it. I didn't go in 2024, but the layout was better, and there was certainly a lot of room to move around. Things were not congested, and there was not a gigantic attendance, but, you know, there was a lot of hams moving in and out. You know, there were new hams moving in when other hams that had been there a while had moved out. So it was constantly busy, and we were there till about noon, 12:30, somewhere in there, and we got there about 9:30. So spent some time, saw some hams from different places. Unfortunately, a couple of the vendors that usually go there were not there. So looks like there'll have to be some mail order going on, even though I prefer not to do that. So that was my ham activity for yesterday. I came home with a small camouflage backpack for handhelds and other QRP portable rigs, and came home with a couple aftermarket handheld antennas to replace some of the other ones that were getting banged around. You know, after 10, 15 years of the same handheld, sometimes the antennas just don't survive very well, given various field activities, and sometimes even in storage, handheld antennas can get crushed and bent the way they were not designed to do. So I took advantage of one of the vendors being there and picked up a couple of antennas. So, Brett, back to you, and let you carry on, and you got a nice signal over here, and so it sounds like 40 meters is open for the day. KD8RHB from WDNHB, over.
All right, very good, Charlie. Thanks for checking in this afternoon. Good to hear you, and just felt like you had a good time at that hand. All right, we'll take a quick standby. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. If there's anyone wishing to check into the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, if you're listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network link repeaters, UHF or KADF, you may also check in. Please call KAD8RHB. Nothing heard. November 8th, Romeo Oscar. You're up for comment.
Thanks, Brett. I appreciate it. As Jim mentioned, we did host the D2 Emergency Coordinators meeting yesterday morning. I had a fun time assisting people into the building for that. Total of 10 members showed up. We had, of course, our own EC Dave and our Deputy EC Mike. Then we had St. Clair, Wayne, Oakland, and, of course, Jim from Washtenaw. It all went off with without a hitch, just most degrees there, and I'm glad the meeting was a success. So with that, I'll just turn it back over to Ned. It's always good to put some faces to call signs when you meet people in person. So that's all I got. NAWRO, Macomb County, D2, back to Ned Control. Thanks, Brett.
November 8th, with the Romeo Oscar, Kenny Dan, thank you very much for your comments and attention. Good to hear you. Alright, next on the list, Kilo Echo 8 Alpha, Zulu November, you're up for comment.
Well, KD8RAC, this is and, community emergency response work for the last 20 years at least, and have enjoyed every minute of it. Currently, I am pretty much unemployed there as an emergency
Channel
comments or traffic for the net, please call.
November 8, Delta, Mike's Hotel.
Drake.
Yeah, sorry. November 8, Delta, Mike Hotel. Same here as Drake, and we're in Traverse City.
Roger, all right, November 8, Delta, Mike Hotel. Go ahead with your comments, sir. Thanks for checking in.
Well, not a whole lot to report here. Worked on a repeater over near Bedford County yesterday. Got them on our northern Michigan Link Repeater Network Hub. And everything's working good there. Not a whole lot else to report. Just been busy working and all that stuff and surviving. Thanks for throwing in the shout out there, Jeff. 3-5 is on the network and looking for more participation from hams up here. So, all right, back to net. November 8, Delta, Mike Hotel.
City. Just figured I would check in and get on your list there.
Well, all right, then I got you added on the list. Do you have any other comments for the net?
No, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to check in, though, and good evening to everyone. November 8, Charlie, November.
Okay, very good. You're welcome here anytime. All right, any other things?
Relay.
Bravo Delta Foxtrot.
the station, landing in Foxtrot, your call again.
Kilo Delta 8, Bravo Delta Foxtrot.
Kilo Delta 8, Bravo Delta Foxtrot, roger. Do you have any comments for the net?
Yeah, it's Brian in Grand Ledge, Michigan. Just have a question. I'm kind of getting overlaid, like some muffled, almost echo on top of everything on two different radios. Do you know what that would be?
We're tuned into HF. You are listening to an HF remote on UHF. That's why you were hearing the noises that you're hearing.
Very good. That's kind of what it sounded like. That makes sense. I appreciate it. Thanks. KD8BDF, back to control.
All right. Because I'm that control operator, you're legal to talk. This is an 8OBU.
All right. Very good. Kilo Delta 8, Bravo Delta Foxtrot. Yeah, like you said, you're able to check in on that control point operator, so feel free anytime. All right, any other stations, please call. All right, I think that's a wrap. Want to thank everyone that took time out of their afternoon to check in on the set. I want to thank everyone for their comments.
Clear. So you need HZ Mobile.